Kevin Brady, Joe Biden an absolute fraud on unity. By Joel B. Polak on March 12, 2021. Representative Kevin Brady, RTX, the ranking Republican member on the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee, called President Joe Biden's call for national unity on Thursday an absolute fraud given the one-sided nature of the COVID relief bill. In his first national address from the White House, Biden marked the one-year anniversary of then-President Donald Trump's decision to shut down the economy for 15 days due to the coronavirus by blaming the former president for the pandemic. He then called for national unity to fight the pandemic. In a statement responding to Biden's national address, Brady said, "It's time to call it. President Biden's call for unity has been an absolute fraud." Despite the success of five previous bipartisan bills totaling $3.5 trillion, Democrats hijacked relief efforts and rejected GOP efforts in this bill to get vaccines distributed even more widely, to strengthen child poverty funding, to reopen schools, to help people return to work, and to support struggling Main Street businesses. Yet tonight's speech was all about how President Biden solved everything. This is unity? Every day since President Biden's inauguration, he has allowed politics to divide the country, rather than honored his pledge to unify us. In a crisis, this is not the leadership we need, it's partisanship we can do without. Biden devoted his inaugural address to the theme of unity, yet immediately signed dozens of executive orders imposing left-wing policies on the nation. When 10 Senate Republicans approached the White House to negotiate on the coronavirus bill, Biden met with them but then issued a statement dismissing their suggestions and never offered them a single concession. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.